for a good bit of sunshine. Maybe for the lucky communities, an isolated late day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance is some scattered spotty storms roaming around on Friday. And why the scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday? High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The State House of Representatives passed the education budget on a 99-0 vote. However, that plan will go to a conference committee to work out the differences in the House and Senate bills. The House also approved a 4% pay raise for Alabama teachers and other public school employees. Planned Parenthood and the Poor People's Campaign say they will protest Alabama's abortion ban every Tuesday. They say being pro-life means stopping the execution of prisoners, providing livable wages for the people of Alabama, and providing care for the homeless. And police in Orange Beach say more than $1 million worth of marijuana and cocaine washed ashore last week. Federal authorities have now been called in to help with the investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Technically classifies as a one-hit wonder, even though most people associate the song with the Bee Gees. It's actually Samantha Sang. Samantha Sang took this all the way to the top of the charts. The only song of hers to make it in the top 50.
One of the Gibb brothers needed to throw Yoko here a bone, so they threw her on the song.
Probably. Probably. Yeah. This is what happens when a groupie gets into your hotel room
and
takes pictures. You end up having to sing backup on her song so it'll go top 50.
Right.
6.5 minutes after 11, Yoko.
Come on, Barry, do me a favor here. This broad's got something on me, man.
She had a camera, Barry. Can you get back and sing back up? I'll tell you, if you're not paying attention, we're playing only one-hit wonders today, and it's been fantastic bumper music, taking down memory lane, hearing a lot of band names and song names you didn't know, but everybody knows the songs. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows the songs. I heard that song on Kiss yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, Kiss FM 96.1, our sister station. It was on probably 5-ish in the afternoon, maybe 6, somewhere in there. It was on my way home.
I may have heard it, but immediately changed the channel.
Oh, come on. It's a good song. You don't like that?
There's like...
I rocked it out. Kiss is a good station.
Yeah, I didn't say that, but there's definitely this like... there's a level of schlock to most of these 70s songs.
Yeah,
actually, to most of these songs.
Yeah. They're a little overproduced. Most everything in the 70s was overproduced.
Yeah.
We'll take your phone calls on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228, if you want to talk to us here in the studio. 272-9228, bathinnovations.com, generous sponsors of our telephones. Fred?
What a glowing review there, Baron. I didn't throw up when I looked at her.
Wow. Hey, I didn't.
Well,
I didn't.
Man, she must be a keeper. A real quick racing story that I think you'll find humorous. I don't know if you ever heard this story. You remember Rick Mears, IndyCar driver?
Do I remember three-time champion Rick Mears?
I remember
there
Rick
you
Mears.
Go.
Come on.
All right. This was on the ESPN thing, a little story about him, you know, probably 25 or 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was landing in an F-14 on an aircraft carrier. And the camera was on him climbing down out of the cockpit. And he comes out, man, and his eyes are all bugged out. He's kind of, and they said, well, what'd you think about that, Mr. Mears? He said, I've never stopped that fast before without hitting the wall.
That's a good point.
But, yeah, somebody in their speedboat apparently didn't have their emergency cabinet locked down there on the coast.
Well, yeah, did you see that? $1 million in cocaine washed up?
Well, they said barnacles had formed on the packages on that. You know, everything.
I bet
was
they
still...
had. They can't get off of it.
Must have been some of that damn fentanyl. But anyway. Did you see a thing where the CDC has kind of backed off on what they are talking about on the opioids?
No. Tell me.
Well, they're saying that the DEA and the medical profession took it way too far as, you know, just quit writing anybody anything pretty much.
Right.
For pain. That's not what they were intending. You know, they just wanted them to make sure that they crossed their T's and dotted their I's, you know, and that there are a lot of people that are suffering very bad unduly.
Huh.
You know, yeah. I'll see if I'll send that to you on Messenger or something like that, let you read over.
On Whisper? Is that what you said? You're going to send it on Whisper?
Oh, no, yeah, on Whisper. Yeah. I'll have a... disregard the photograph that's with it, please. But, no, on Messenger.
Oh, Messenger. Messenger.
Yeah. But, anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd comment about that glowing review. I'm going to try to remember that. Well, I didn't throw up when I looked at her.
Well,
she's a keeper.
It's true, Fred. I didn't.
And this music, like this last tune here, it tickles me. Because, you know, Hammond had the B3 organ out at this point, right? And these people are still playing Wurlitzer Fun Machines.
Okay, you're talking way too deep knowledge on music for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Have a good day, sir.
All right, see you.
Yep.
272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, Clint.
Good day, gentlemen.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, I like Brandy.
The song?
The song.
It's a terrible song.
No, it's a great song. You know, you just a little bit, you didn't grow up at the right time.
I grew up at the perfect
of
time.
The year.
We were just talking about how great the 90s were just a minute ago. Weren't we?
You know.
Yes, so, we were. I mean, the 90s, in my opinion, you could not have been a teenager in a better decade.
What, the 90s?
The 90s. I became a teen in 1992.
I disagree. The 70s.
Oh, no. The 70s were like low-budget, bad weed version of the 90s, you know?
No, I
you had gas shortages.
Yeah. We just have to agree to disagree.
You had 18% interest rates. We were just talking about it. I said, listen, and this was during a break. It's funny you bring that up. I said, Dave, in the 90s, everyone had more money than you could possibly spend. The stock market could not go down. Didn't matter what business you opened, it succeeded. The president was a Democrat, meaning the media wasn't constantly harping on him. Basically, we had the economic conditions we have now, but they had a Democrat president. But he wasn't like a wacko bird communist Democrat. He was kind of like, you know, he was basically Republican light. I mean, he was not necessarily Newt Gingrich, but not too far off. You know, a little globalist, a little corporatist, obviously. He's Bill Clinton. But he wasn't trying to socialize absolutely everything he got his hands on. He took one crack at medicine. It didn't work, and he moved on.
All right. So
the 90s were fantastic. The 90s had good music. It was still relatively... I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's the best time to live. Best time to live. Best time to grow up. Yeah, you're right. It's okay. You can be wrong.
Anyhow, you know, what's wrong with our idiots down here in the State House? They pass a stupid driving bill. You know, you can't prevent bad drivers. They're out there.
Yeah.
But they cannot pass a medical marijuana bill that will help people. You know, they're idiots.
You could mandate driver's ed.
That ain't going to help.
Yeah, it will.
I mean, driver's ed?
Yes. If somebody teaches you how to drive correctly, it will help drivers drive better.
Yeah, it definitely is
like
better than if you just figure
it
out.
If you go to school to, you know, I don't know, crank on cars, you'll probably be better at it.
Yeah.
Hey, I took driver's ed in high school, and I'm a damn good driver.
Well,
see?
There you go.
See?
Anecdotal evidence.
Thank you for proving my point.
Yeah. You know, and my daughter took driver's ed, and she ain't worth a darn. I hate riding in the car with that girl.
Maybe she didn't pay enough attention.
Yeah, she scares me.
I'm not talking about this, mandatory passing drivers. I mean, seriously, make the driver's test harder.
But everybody, you can't say one person took driver's ed as a terrible driver, so therefore driver's ed doesn't work.
Correct.
That's like saying one person graduated medical school and he's a bad doctor, so medical school doesn't work. No, I want the guy sawing into my shoulder to have gone to medical school.
The plural of anecdote is not that.
Correct. Good call, Clint. Appreciate it. Our number 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Did you say that was a bad song that we just played? Someone texted and said, tell Dave to shut his whore mouth.
The one with Samantha Sang?
Yeah.
No, I just said that, you know, maybe old Yoko there got the credit because, you know, they kind of needed to put her on.
I see.
I was saying that's more of a Bee Gees song that she happens to sing on.
But she got the byline.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, hey.
Huh. Let's see here. This is a CBS poll. Majority of Americans want Congress to quit investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election and had heard enough after the Mueller report was published earlier this year. Again, this is a CBS poll, not exactly a bastion of right-wing conservatism. Poll carried out by CBS showed 53% of respondents believe the Mueller probe should be abandoned in favor of more serious issues. As many as 58% said they'd heard enough about the report when it was published earlier this year. Guys, I'm telling you, Donald Trump wins 40 states. He wins 53% of the popular vote. That's where I'm putting it, 53%. He wins 28% of the black vote.
Hey now, that's a...
I'm not pulling these numbers out of my butt, by the way.
That's a prediction right there.
Not pulling these numbers out of my butt. I may have talked to somebody who does national polling and has told me this race is already over before it started. Not Joe Biden, not Amy Klobuchar, not Elizabeth Warren, not Cory Booker, not Pete Buttigieg. Nobody can win. Donald Trump cannot lose this election unless something drastically changes. You know, like someone launches nuclear war or something. And with the deep state in danger of losing power forever, anything could happen. Donald Trump will win 53% of the popular vote. He will win 40 states, could be as many as 42. And he will win 28% of the black vote, the highest total for a Republican since Richard Nixon. 28%. No Republican since Nixon has gotten 10%. He'll get 28, almost three times what any Republican ever does. He is not a racist. Black people know that. Deep down, they know that. The independent thinkers do. Now, if you're just believing what... You know, some pop star said, oh, speaking of pop stars, did you see what that ditzball T-Swift said?
My new album will be political in nature.
I'm going to be more political in my upcoming music. You know why she's going to be more political? Political? Because her hips and thighs and ass are getting bigger. She's getting older, and she's becoming increasingly irrelevant in the age of... I mean, that's exactly what's happening. When your ass and hips get bigger, you have to get political. Otherwise, they discard you. Because somebody else is going to be cuter.
Right.
And they can repackage that person and start investing in their career. And if you're going to sit on the side, that's why she came out for Phil Bredesen in the 2016 or 2018 election up there in Tennessee. That's why she came out for the Democrat. She had always taken pride in sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing. But her new album, she told the German publication RTL, "I'm not planning to stop encouraging young people to vote and try to get them to talk about what's going on in our country. I think that's one of the most important things I could do. As much as I have in the past and would like to continue voting for women in office, I cannot support Marsha Blackburn."
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
And you see how much influence she had. None. Guys, they're even going to throw Taylor Swift over. This is what happens when you get a little long in the tooth in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep doing the same. You got to step it up a notch. You got to step it up a notch. You know how many future voters, 14, 16, 18-year-old future voters, like Taylor Swift and believe everything she says? A whole host. So her big thighs and big ass and long tooth and wrinkly face that she's starting to develop, in order for them to continue investing and promoting her music and keeping the money coming in, she's got to go out there and promote the globalist corporatist whore agenda. She's got to become a globalist corporatist whore. She was just a whore. Now she's a globalist corporatist whore. Oh, come on. She got 50 songs about men breaking up with her. She can't be worth a damn. 19 minutes after 11 o'clock. At a certain point, T-Swift, it's you, baby. At a certain point, it's you. By the time the 50th guy breaks up with you, it ain't them, girl. It's you. So many people I want to tell that to. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
actually a damn good song. 22 minutes after 11 o'clock.
It's
a good song. It's a one-hit wonder from the Cascades. Hit number three on the chart. They never had another song in the top 60.
What year was this?
1963.
Yeah, this sounds a lot like an Everly Brothers song, and there's a reason for it.
Yeah. Same guy probably wrote it.
Either that or they're like, you know, hey, we know some of that Everly stuff. Get the Cascades in here and cut this bugger.
We got some of that sweet, sweet Everly sound going on in here. It's your cousin, Marvin. Marvin Barry.
The new sound you were looking for?
23 minutes after 11. Michael J. Fox actually wrote this song in the 80s. our number, 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. We'll get back to there in mere moments. I do want to tell everybody about my man, Riley Manning. Riley Manning Painting. I talked to somebody just the other day. But Baron, is Riley really the best? I said, come on. Do you think I would promote somebody for 5 years who's not the best? I mean, it's just foolishness. Of course Riley's the best. You get in touch with Riley Manning by calling 799-1284. That's a double secret bat phone. That is a double secret bat phone. Nobody else has that number. Just a radio special. Radio special. We started out doing that, but bam, bam, bam. Why do you give the cell phone? Because we wanted to know which ones were coming from the radio. And all of a sudden he realized every call he was getting was coming in on the double secret bat phone. 799-1284. RileyManningPainting.com. Got that Riley Manning guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Riley Manning, RileyManningPainting.com. All the way from the big city of Birmingham.
Yeah, well, what can I say?
Hey, you told me on the phone when I talked to you off air that the 60s were the best decade.
You got it.
That's why I played Rhythm of the Rain by the Cascades. That's a 1963 hit.
Everything, every music from the 60s, the late 50s to the 60s forward is nothing but a build on top of what they started.
Really?
It was a great, great generation to grow up in.
Well, I can't say I'm sad I missed it. I think the 90s were a better generation.
Well, you know, I'm old, and you have to respect what I have to say.
I respect everything you say, Andrew Bank. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on my way to Sinclair to eat lunch with some of my heritage buddies.
Okay, good.
They just don't believe I retired, so they keep, you know, hey, come eat lunch with us. So I'm almost here.
So why have you retired?
What good would it do if I was still there?
That's a good point. Andrew Bank, of course, the head of the legislative watchdogs for a long, long time. And everything you and I fought against over the years, they did anyway, and it all sucks.
Yep.
Did I accurately summarize our friendship for the last 10 years?
That's about it. And I got to tell you, it's going to get suckier before they get finished.
I'm telling you, it's as if these Republicans don't understand what limited government is.
Nope. But, you know, and I agree that Trump's going to win hands down. There's nobody that can stand on the stage with him.
No, he'll win 53% of the vote, 28% of the black vote, and 40 states.
Yep, maybe more.
He might win. He could win up to 42. There's some states he cannot win in. He's not going to win California.
Yeah. Well, you know, what does she win? 6 counties?
What, in California?
Yeah, well,
hey, no, listen to this. This is great. If you take California from San Diego to Oregon, and you take 5 miles, every precinct that's within 5 miles of the coast, if you take them out, Donald Trump won the popular vote nationwide and the state of California.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
California's coast carried the country for Hillary Clinton.
6 counties, with the New York.
Yeah. Well, so. Hey, it's a good call.
Good call. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it, Ann Eubank. Ann Eubank's in Montgomery, so everybody better watch out.
Watch out now.
Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know if it's been discussed or not, but I just got on Facebook after watching Mueller on Live.
Yes.
And I saw where Donald Trump said that he was exonerated again, but from what I heard Mueller just say, I'm pretty sure that he said that if he was confident that the president didn't commit a crime, that they would have said so. And they were not able to go forward with anything because it was out of their control. And
yeah, that's because you can't prove a negative, my friend. That's not the way the world works. Prosecutors are not in the business of saying something didn't happen. They're in the business of saying something did happen or we believe something happened. Here's how we're going to prove it. Once you become confident something didn't happen, or you don't know that you can prove something happened, that's the end of the inquiry for a prosecutor. He doesn't continue digging to try to prove something didn't happen. That's the way the world works. Sorry that you suck so bad. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Tom. Is this Baron?
It is.
Hey, Baron, I'll be real quick. Last, if I'm going back at the right time, I think it was last week, you was talking about something about UFOs.
Oh, man, I love UFOs. I don't believe in them, but I love them.
Well,
let me go back.
Hold on. Correct.
There are things flying that are unidentified.
Correct. You don't believe that they are aliens.
They're not aliens.
And are you bringing up this New York Times story that everybody's purported that the Air Force and the Navy pilots have come out and said that, yes, they've been studying UFOs?
Usually the government covers it up.
Yeah.
I think there's always really been something. Been something there.
But what is it? What is the something?
Well, with what they see and these things that are moving that fast.
Yeah.
These guys are educated. Can you fly a jet?
So here's the thing.
You can't fly a jet, but if something is sitting in front of your jet just standing still, why would these guys lie?
They're not lying.
I'm not saying it's a UFO.
Take a breath so we can have a conversation.
Yeah, they're not lying.
They're not lying.
It's something that they saw that they don't know what it is.
Right, but it could be It could be Earth technology from any country.
But the way that they developed these programs, because we had the Soviets and the Chinese and the North Koreans and the Vietnamese and everybody, we have an open country that is easy to spy on. The compartmentalization of the development of all these crafts, like the SR-71, do you know what that is?
Yeah, the Blackbird.
Yeah. So, but do you know when it was developed?
In the 60s, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was developed.
It only ran for like 5 years.
It flew over Vietnam. It flew over North Korea. They started developing the bomber in like the 70s, and it's still in use. But here's the thing: there were people simultaneously near each other that were working on the U-2 plane, that were working on the Blackbird, and were working on the F-117 stealth bomber, and it was so compartmentalized, and they knew not to ask what else was going on, that there were dudes that were in the SR-71 reporting UFOs because it was the other bomber that they didn't know that it was there. They're like, hey, there's something I've never seen before over here.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about how big the universe is, we cannot be the only ones in it.
But I there is a possible way. We absolutely can. I'm not saying we are. We can. But even if we weren't the only people in it, the fact that they would travel through all the distance of space, come to the Earth, get through our very protective atmosphere and gravitational and magnetic forces and everything that protect us, and then like take a cow and go back home. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
I don't know, but hey, you got heaven and hell. A lot of people say that's ridiculous. You don't know.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate your call. Thanks.
All right.
Yeah. I mean,
I may have just like read three consecutive books about how he developed all this stuff,
right?
And it's a lot of it's Russian disinformation, and a lot of it is just is things that we're working on
that we don't want other people to know.
We don't want anybody to know what we're working on.
I mean, if we're developing a drone that can go 2,000 miles an hour, 3,000 miles an hour, and stop on a dime and give no plumage out behind it, are we going to tell every naval pilot?
No.
Are we going to be like, Captain Johnson, you're going to see something today that's going to defy your physics and your mind. It's going to fry your brain. Just be cool. Yeah. Don't say anything, bro.
Right. They're not
Don't say anything.
They're not going to say a word about it.
No.
And, I mean, most of this stuff,
they're going to go, man, we need to look into this. And, actually, some of the investigators may not even know.
Correct.
They're like, yeah, we do need to look into this. What is that, Johnson? No, not what is that, Johnson. What is that, comma, Johnson,
correct.
Question mark. 2729228. Who's this?
Hey. Man, I'm going to say, going back to the Mueller just now, you're skipping. Mueller has to keep saying stuff like that, brother. So people keep wanting to buy it to open up the port. Now they're trying to step away. Even these bigger companies, even MSNBC and all them, they're trying to turn away from opening up because now they know what's in there. If he don't put out these little fingerlings, Mueller is still on Trump's side. If he don't keep putting these fingerlings out, they're not going to keep wanting to buy it. They're going to not want to open it. And they're even stepping away from the getting rid of Trump, they're saying now that you know, they're trying to get folks to turn on, and that's all. They're trying to kill Trump's image. There's no way they want to open up Mueller report. That's why they keep throwing their lines out. And I'm glad people like you keep biting on it. It keeps, because they don't open it by the time the election comes. Will they ever open it? I mean, if they don't before the election.
No, if Donald Trump's a lame duck, this whole thing goes away. This is all 2020 campaign nonsense. Mm-hmm. But again, I tell you, 53%, 28%, and 40. Keep those numbers in mind. 53, 28, and 40.
Easy. They keep saying that people are you know, like the votes. Like, if you listen to all they're saying people are not coming forward. People are coming forward. People are stepping out of the shadows now. Even when I go to places that used to keep the CNN on, it's not on no more. Yeah. That's why and they don't might want to talk about it because they know deep down that you was right and Trump was right. And I love it.
Everybody knows I was right, Randall. That just goes with, if you listen to this program long enough, you know I'm right. Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, factually correct. That's why my critics, Dave, our biggest critics on this program, mm-hmm. lie about what we say. They would never post a transcript of what we say.
No.
They would, and everything we say is available in podcasts. They can go listen to it and post a transcript. Instead, they'll say, Barron said, and then they'll paraphrase. But they'll paraphrase in a way that's not true. See, this show has nuance. I don't assume our audience is dumb. We have a very smart audience. For the most part. A couple dumb people listening.
Probably looks like a bell curve, really.
Yeah, but it leans right. It might be bimodal. You know, it's a bell curve with a big thing over here and then a big thing over here.
Yeah.
We have a very smart audience. I don't have to tell them how to vote. I don't have to tell them what to think on issues. All I do is tell you guys what I think on issues, how I'm going to vote. And if you want to do, you know, if you have similar ideas, that's your business. If you disagree with me, I don't care. The phone's open, 272-9228. But if you have to lie about what we say, that means I know 100% this show is working. And what we say is bulletproof. Because when someone criticizes me based on something I actually said, it bothers me. When somebody criticizes based on something they make up, that they've made up that I've said, that they're lying or twisting what I've said and trying to criticize me, that's when, like, my chest puffs up, my head gets big, I get so excited because I realize the only way to attack this program is through lies and misinformation, propaganda. Because this program is bulletproof from 9 to noon every day. And that's why we keep a phone line open, 272-9228. We don't even screen them. Anybody can get in.
That's right.
Call and say whatever you want. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Speaking of bulletproof, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies is bulletproof. Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. For every concrete project you've ever imagined you might want to do, Tom Latham is the guy you need to get in touch with, 284-9292, 284-9292. And let me say this, too. Some people say, well, my job's too big. I got a whole shopping center to do. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. My job's too small. I just have a little patio out back. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete, 284-9292. But, Barron, I haven't seen any pictures of his work. Well, get on Facebook, you big lazy bum. What do you want me to come to your house and force you to look at his Facebook page? Do it yourself. You got a phone. You go to the can. Use it. 284-9292. 284-9292. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. PennyEarn.co. There's no shortage of ways to get in touch with them. It's your fault if you've got ugly concrete work or if you use some lesser contractor. That's your problem, not mine. Ooh, good song. You were on my mind, Dave. 1965. Never had another hit. Only song that reached the top five. My mom was 13 years old. I wonder if she listened to this in middle school. It would have been junior high back then. My little seventh grade mom bebopping around to this. So in the corner, just to be my friend.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold.
Pepper Eats Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is still around, at least for now. Sunshine, hot and dry today. 96 would tie a record from 1962 if we get there. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low 71. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Maybe, for the lucky communities, an isolated late-day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance of some scattered, spotty storms roaming around on Friday. And widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
You know what song this is a forerunner to? Teach Me How to Dougie. Teach me how to Dougie.
Right.
It was the beginning of all the dance songs, like specific dances. Do the Jerk. Our number 272-9228. ASC Credit Union, boys and girls, if you have any need at all for a checking account or a credit card. Oh, you mean all of you? Yes. ASC Credit Union, get by there when you get the opportunity. Their locations all over the River Region. 9 of them right here in the River Region. 5,000 co-op locations around the country. ASC Credit Union is fantastic. Their online application's amazing, by the way. Just download that, log in. It's easy to use. Their user interface on their website, if you just want to do some mobile banking that way, is fantastic. ASC Credit Union, really, really impressive stuff. Really, really impressive stuff. And I get a preview because I do their do some ads for them. I get a preview of some programs coming down the pike. Stay tuned. You are going to want to be an ASC Credit Union member in the next month or so. You're going to want to be in the membership queue now and have access to the programs that are rolling out here towards the end of June. I promise you. Get by ASC Credit Union. Your local four-letter word, your bank, is not going to do what ASC Credit Union is about to unroll. I promise. Game-changing stuff for River Region citizens here. Go by ASC Credit Union. Get enrolled today. They're going to keep you up to speed. They're going to let you know when everything rolls out. You're going to love it. I promise you're going to love it. That's my Sean Connery. I promise.
Be careful, Mr. Ryan. There are many things on submarines which do not respond well to bullets.
You're talking about Hunt for Red October?
Mm-hmm.
I remember. See, I knew that one. I knew that one. 272-9228, 18 minutes till the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Who's this?
This is Urbanite.
Urbanite, what's on your mind, my friend?
I don't know. You're such a wild, groovy cat, Mr. Muskie. Here's the thing. You know, you were talking about the left lane law that everybody hates coming down the pipe.
Yes, yes, yes.
I've got an alternative happy spot. You know, the protesters that were doing jamming traffic up in the big cities a while ago. In fact, they tried it on Vaughn Road here in Montgomery about 4 or 5 years ago during the Obama reign.
I don't know.
We'll keep stuff like that in check.
What are you talking
about?
Don't you remember when they were holding up traffic in the larger cities?
For what?
Like I said, they did it here on Vaughn Road.
Who was holding up traffic?
Protesters?
Some of the passive protesters.
Yes. Where they'd walk out into the streets?
Yeah, not just walk, but they used their cars. Slow. I know in Atlanta yeah. And California, they used their cars.
Right, yeah.
Where they would, like, just get in the lanes, and all the cars would line up in the lane, and so traffic could get past.
The Black Lives Matter movement.
And it would bother them. Yeah,
what would happen to them? They realized their leader was white?
Well, yeah. All right.
What? That's it? That's your call?
Well, I was just saying, that's a happy spot in that law. If that law does get passed, that type of protesting won't be possible.
You protest like that in front of me, I'm running you over.
Well, you know.
That's why I stopped in Atlanta.
You can do that down here. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Appreciate it. Didn't like Tennessee and Georgia and a few other places pass a law that if you protest in the street and get run over, you can't.
It's like it's your fault.
It's your fault? What the hell are you doing in the street? Jeez Louise. I love the video of the guy when they were all walking out in the street and he puts his gun outside the door.
Mm-hmm.
And he like drives up and they all scatter.
Well,
you know.
Well,
you know. British ex-spy Christopher Steele will not talk to United States prosecutor examining Trump probe origins. This according to Reuters. Former British spy who produced a dossier describing alleged links between Donald Trump and Russia will not cooperate with a prosecutor assigned by U.S. Attorney General William Barr to review how the investigations of Trump and his 2016 election campaign began. This according to a source with knowledge of the situation. John Durham is that man's name. John Durham. He's got a wild goatee. Maybe the only guy in America pulling off the goatee look. Maybe. Justin Amash got a standing ovation at his first town hall after calling for Trump's impeachment. You know, when you send a robocall out only announcing your town hall to Democrat households, mm-hmm. that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm heard happened. I'm hearing he only invited Democrats to this town hall because he wanted the headline. Justin Amash, who most people thought was a conservative right-wing Republican and should love Trump from up in Michigan, is a globalist corporatist whore and globalist corporatist himself. He owns a factory in China that's being crushed by these tariffs on a daily basis. He is desperate to get Trump out of office. Desperate to have Trump lose. His business is worth millions of dollars and is going down in value on an hourly basis over there. This guy's a fraud, and the fact that The Hill and Washington Post and New York Times and everybody else is not reporting the whole story here, that he's challenging the president because of economic reasons, because he's a globalist corporatist who owns a factory in China, and not because of anything Bob Mueller said or did. It just shows the intellectual bankruptcy of all these organizations. Now, there's no intellectual bankruptcy on this program, we'll be honest with you.
None.
We'll tell you the truth. But that's what's happening. That's why Amash is doing this. And I'm told that he sent a robocall out to Democrat households encouraging them to get there early and take up all the seats before the announcement was made that he was having a... He never actually made a formal announcement. He just had this. The Republicans didn't know they were supposed to be there. So, of course, they gave him a standing ovation. He's a big, big anti-Trumper, never-Trumper. Our number, 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. 14 minutes till the top of the hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. Who's this?
It's the Master Thespian.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I just want to weigh in on that whole left lane law.
Okay. People are upset about this.
They're big mad.
Well, it's just goofy. I mean, number one, how in the world are you going to enforce it? I mean, if the troopers are out already looking for people speeding, and I drove up to Tennessee this Memorial Day weekend to go visit family, and
There were people passing me speeding left and right. I know this because I was speeding, but that's beside the point. But it just seems to be just silly. How in the world can you enforce a law like that? I don't know.
We talked about that during the first 2 hours.
I asked
the exact same question.
Yeah. I heard bits and pieces of it.
Unenforceable. It's not designed to be enforced. It's designed to virtue signal.
It sounds like politicians just, we're going to do a bill because we want to make it look like we're doing something. You know?
Yeah. Same thing when white people say, I can't stand white people. It's virtue signal. You
know what I mean? All right. Well, guys, keep up the good work. Thank you.
Yeah. Any white person that feels that way, that you hate white people, I got a gun and a bullet. You can take yourself out. You will minimize, I guarantee you, 100% chance, you will minimize the number of white people on this planet. And don't have kids. If you feel that way, don't have kids. If you don't like yourself or who you are, same thing with black people. You shouldn't dislike black people if you're black. You should love black people. You should love white people. Love all people. But nobody should go around hating themselves or hating their people. Come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's the weirdest virtue signaling I've ever seen in my life. It's Russian propaganda.
Probably.
Everything the left does is designed to weaken America. Wouldn't your arch enemy want to weaken America?
Yes.
Creepy Joe Biden tells a 10-year-old girl, I'll bet you're as bright as you are good looking.
Oh, no.
If you thought Joe Biden's penchant for groping unsuspecting adult women and sniffing their hair was creepy, just wait until you see this. Despite his promise to be more mindful and respectful of others' personal space, the former vice president oozed sleaze during an interaction with a 10-year-old girl during an American Federation of Teachers town hall event in Houston. As the young girl asked Biden a question, he exclaimed, quote, I bet you're as bright as you are good looking.
Oozed sleaze.
Before leading her over to meet the reporters in the room, which produced the following photo. He is all up on her.
Oh, no.
Sniffing her hair, nose in her ears, hand on both shoulders. He was photographed whispering something in her ear.
So what you said earlier about things being Russian propaganda reminded me of this. James Angleton, who was the head of the CIA for a while, he's famous within the agency for many things, among them his idea that the Soviet propaganda machine worked 24/7 to create an ever-widening wilderness of mirrors. This wilderness, Angleton said, was the product of a myriad of KGB deceptions and stratagems that would one day ensnare, confuse, and overpower the West. Angleton believed the Soviets could manipulate the CIA into believing false information was true and true information was false.
Subterfuge.
Mm-hmm.
Subterfuge. You realize the entire training movement is subterfuge on this country?
Mm-hmm.
It's subterfuge. It's designed to weaken this country. This whole leftist agenda is subterfuge. It's designed to destroy the United States. They want to finish us off. They've never forgiven us. They've never gotten over it. They're never going to play nice. They can't beat us militarily, but they can convince our boys to chop off their hoo-hoo name. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, now.
Jerome.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
I heard you a few minutes ago say that you loved UFO.
I loved what?
UFO.
UFOs, yeah. UFO stories.
I mean, I love the stories, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm reaching out to you for help because my school has cleared me to teach a course on UFO.
Okay. What school is that?
I don't want to give it out.
Well,
but
how am I going to help you if you don't give me any information?
Well, I'd like to meet you over coffee or something.
Yeah, I don't like to meet people.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank
I wish
you
I
very
did.
Much.
Yeah, hey,
that's
listen,
all right.
Let me explain this, Jerome. I have people who don't like me and want me dead.
No, well, you're not talking to one of them.
I understand that. But I've got people that harass me daily on Facebook, who lie about me, say mean, awful, horrible things. People who have threatened my life, sent me hate mail.
Wow.
I can't go out meeting random people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Certainly, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I do wish him luck because it sounds like a great course. If you're on hold, sit tight, 272-9228, if you want to get back in. 9 minutes till the top of the hour. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. Judy in disguise with glasses. One hit wonder. John Fred and his Playboy band. We'll be back. Judy in disguise. Well, that's what you are.
to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package, featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best-in-class whole home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now, and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One hit wonder. Joey Scarberry. Suddenly I'm up on top of made it all the way to number 2 in 1981. For those paying attention to home, you need to get the podcast. This is a great day to get the podcast. A, the show's amazing every day. But we played only one hit wonders today, with the exception of Eddie Rabbit when I didn't get the button in time. There's default music that plays if I don't hit the button in time. I played Eddie Rabbit by mistake. Definitely not a one hit wonder. Definitely not a one-hit wonder. But every other song, one-hit wonder. Every other song, one-hit wonder. Red Top will get to you in a second. I do need to tell everybody real quickly about my man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. Guys, when you want to deal with excellence, you want to deal with a guy who's GIA certified, Gemological Institute of America. You want to deal with a guy who's a third-generation jeweler right here in the River Region, not imported in from overseas or anything like that. Listen, the guy is wonderful. Troop Booth is a native son of Montgomery. He knows your folks. His folks knew your folks. I mean, he's just a great guy. Great reputation. Everyone who does business with him understands. He's a good guy. He gives you top dollar for everything you bring in. He'll buy your diamonds and your rubies and your sapphires and all that. Top dollar for that in an open, honest, transparent process. But it'll also sell you some amazing, amazing jewelry, antique heirloom quality jewelry. Really good stuff. Really cool stuff. And right now, it's bridal month, and we got a couple days left in May. Couple days left in May. Today, tomorrow, and Friday. That's it. If you go in and get an engagement ring, he's throwing the wedding band in free up to $500. And that doesn't mean he's marking everything up. He didn't mark anything up for this. I told him, I said, I don't do gimmick promotions. Can't be marking stuff up and then saying you're giving something away for free. Nope, that's not what I'm doing, Baron. I'm telling you right now, I'm just giving away wedding bands right now. Giving away wedding bands. So go in there. Go in there. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, right across from Del Rey Me Karaoke. Heirloom Jewelers, Troop Booth, great, great human being. Check out his Facebook page. He puts special items up on the Facebook page. Really cool stuff. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Red Top.
Hey, bud. I want to ask you a simple question, and this has, I have a method to my madness.
Okay.
How many years ago was the 13th century?
That was the 1200s. I don't know. So however many years ago that was.
800?
800.
Yeah.
That's when the Northern Europeans discovered that cannabis sativa helped epilepsy.
Okay.
For some reason, the state of Alabama, after 800 years of proving it helps epilepsy, can't come to a decision to legalize even medical marijuana.
I'll tell you what, one of the biggest disappointments I've had in anybody in a long time was Becky Gerritsen up there being a shill for Big Pharma.
There's no doubt. Let me tell you what I want for these people.
I expected better of a Tea Party leader, but that's just me.
I have epilepsy. I want Becky Gerritsen and every one of these damn bums to have an epileptic seizure, a grand mal seizure, and let them know how it feels. And then have somebody shoot them up with phenobarbital and Dilantin afterwards and let me know how they feel. These bums need to get off their butts and leave us alone in our life.
Mm. I agree.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. This paper ballot stuff that they couldn't, paper ticket stuff, or they couldn't do it. They can't get the job done. We need to get rid of them. It's time to get rid of them if they can't get the job done. They make too much damn money. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I was very disappointed in Becky up there as a former Tea Party head, up there shilling for Big Pharma, acting like if you smoked pot, next thing you know, you're on black tar heroin. Or there's no, she's parroting the Big Pharma whore line.
Yep.
She became a Big Pharma whore. Becky Gerritsen, a Big Pharma whore. I can't believe it. I never would have guessed she would have been the Big Pharma whore. But she's up there in the meeting the other day saying, there's no proven medical benefit. Eh, bullshit. That's all I got to say. I'm so disappointed in her. What a loser decision she's made to follow that crowd. Guys, it's noon. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman will be back in 21 hours. Dan Morris and Joey Clark, they'll be here around the bend. Just mere moments. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day. It's beautiful outside. Get out.